You're listening to VPR. Good afternoon. I'm Alex Keefe. The city of Winooski, Vermont, has certainly seen its share of changes over the decades. The old mill town has rebranded itself as a hip enclave with a vibrant restaurant scene, a growing technology sector, and a diverse population. But it also has its challenges: rapid growth and nearly a quarter of its residents living below the poverty line. All of this welcomes a new mayor come March. Seth Leonard is one of the candidates running for the seat. He's currently a Winooski city councilor, and he joins us in our VPR studios to talk about his plans for the city. Seth, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been on the council for just a couple of years now. What makes you want to run for mayor?
Yeah, well, I think that it's a really critical juncture and a really important time for Winooski. And the community's changed a lot, as you noted in your intro, in the last few years. And it's going to be really critical that the next mayor and our next councilors really have a pulse on the entire community. We're a little different in our structure in that we don't have boroughs or specific areas that councilors represent. So when you become a councilor in Winooski, it's important you understand the entire community.
You're all at-large councilors.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. So I think that that gives good practice for this position in the sense that you're making sure you're advocating for each piece of the city. And I feel like I'm in touch with all of Winooski, and that's new residents or in our longer-term residents as well. And I've been really pleased so far with the response, certainly from our older residents as well, that have been really supportive of my ideas and kind of fresh perspective. I think I can really bring a new voice to Winooski. I think we have a lot to be proud of and a lot to champion. And I think I do a good job of bringing different ideas from our diverse population together for smart solutions to our barriers that we face.
You mentioned how this was a critical juncture for Winooski. What do you see as the biggest challenge facing the city right now? And as mayor, how do you plan to address it?
Yeah, well, and by critical juncture, I think it's important to look backwards for a moment. We've had a tremendous amount of work, and a lot of other folks have done the lifting over these past few years to get ourselves to the point where we can look forward. And that's not something that I think the community could have done as effectively, certainly as they can now in the past years. A lot of that had to do with the tremendous work of our staff, Dick DeCaro, and the rest of our staff, in getting us on good financial footing, cleaning up some of the, you know, quite frankly, financial messes that we had, putting in strong policies and procedures. And while we have great people, it's also about institution building and making sure we have those things in place that are a solid foundation for growth. So now that we're not grappling as much and having to pay as much attention to those kinds of issues, we're really able to stop and look forward and really plan. We're not feeling like we're digging ourselves out of a hole. We've got a really, really amazing dynamic and momentum going. A critical mass, really, in Winooski. So I think now it's about taking that and creating a real vision and a plan for the future.
So what do you see as the biggest challenge to that going forward, to that vision?
I think it's about coming up with a plan. I think it's about not taking things piecemeal, and it's about not taking an item in a vacuum, recognizing that each decision that we're making has an endless impact and an endless sort of ripple on a number of items. So it's easy to get down in the weeds, not see the forest of the trees, so to speak, on items. So when we're making investments, making sure we're looking forward to the future, when we're making investments in our infrastructure, making sure we're doing so in a sustainable and, when possible and feasible, green way for long-term savings for our taxpayers. So to me, it's about coming up with a plan. Every year we approve a municipal plan, and it's got some great points to it. We need a true planning process to take place now where we can really shape and mold a clear vision and try to bring together all those diverse perspectives and the diverse views of our residents into one focused effort.
And do you have a concrete plan for this, or are you saying the process of making a plan is something that needs to be done?
That's right. Yeah. It's really about bringing together the perspectives of the community in an effective way. So we're doing that in a number of ways now. It's not to say that we've been ignoring this, but for example, our commission system that's been established, and again, staff have done a terrific job of getting that up and running. The idea of that is to introduce some citizens more intimately with specific department functions. When they get in there and get in depth, suddenly the ideas start flowing. They start looking at the budget. And it's more than just somebody plowing your sidewalk. It's more than just somebody fixing a road. You start to see the whole big picture. I think as leaders, we need our councilors and our mayor to really be huge advocates for an open process that's inclusive of everybody in coming up with a real direction for the city. We're in a fantastic financial place. We just finished a period where we got two clean audits. Don't know when the last time that could be bragged about in Winooski. So again, the foundation we're building from is tremendous. It's just about bringing together all of our diverse views, making sure we're not taking items piecemeal and in vacuums, and looking towards a broader perspective of what we're trying to achieve as a city. And things really start working themselves out from there.
Winooski has seen quite a bit of population growth over the past 15 years, very big changes to its downtown. As mayor, how do you plan to balance further development while still maintaining the city's core residential feel?
That's really important because when you say the word development, I think a lot of ears perk up and there's concern. I think you can do so in a thoughtful way. We've really initiated that process recently with the development of form-based code. So next week on the 11th of February, we'll be presenting that to the public.
Form-based code. Could you put this in plain English?
Yeah,
what
sure,
is form-based code for those of us who don't know?
Well, so Winooski's code and our zoning laws, quite frankly, were out of date. We did a tremendous amount of work when we created the downtown and the TIF district. A lot of thought and planning went into that. What we did not have the resources and the human bandwidth to do after that was really delve into what about the rest of the city? What's the code and the zoning laws look like around the rest of the city? And quite frankly, they're behind the times. So we've had a huge effort led by citizens. I've sat on the committee as well. And with help from RPC and a consultant group, we've developed a proposed form-based code for our gateway districts, which includes Main Street, Mallets Bay Avenue, and going out Allen Street on 15. The idea there is to create a modern vision of what Winooski is going to look like in the future and create a picture of what development can look like. It, number one, gives us a chance to ensure that we're directing what the look and feel of our community is. And number two, it gives developers a really clear picture about what the expectations are and what things are supposed to look like there. So it's about building off of the downtown in a smart way and spreading out from there. We're going to be able to then take those principles, those ideas, and format them across the entire community and get into our residential neighborhoods as well.
When we talk about growth, we also talk about population growth in Winooski. You have an increasingly diverse population there in a changing demographic as you get more technology companies moving in, especially since it's more affordable in many ways than Burlington. How do you balance – how do you make sure that longtime Winooski residents can live cheek by jowl with new Winooski residents in ways where everybody is happy? What's your role to make that happen as mayor?
Yeah, we're a really interesting city. So we're the sixth largest city in Vermont, and I would throw in there too in terms of economics. We're the seventh in terms of ranking your median income. So we're not far behind size-wise where we should be there. But 17% of our population is non-white versus 95% of the state of Vermont reports as being non-white. 14% of our households report as speaking a second language. And 14% are also foreign-born, as reported to the Census Bureau anyway. Additionally, our population, if you look at age demographics, sort of looks like a snake that swallowed a hippo. We have a huge 20 to 44 range. That's a real skew for the state of Vermont. This is we're the second oldest state in the country, and we're a state that periodically loses population. While our population holds steady, it's really shifted towards a younger demographic in the last few years. That creates a competing demand for attention on different things. People get excited about restaurants and bars downtown, and that's fantastic. And it's a growth that people have worked very hard on. We also need to pay attention to the sustainability of our growth. And to me, that's about making sure we're shifting some of the responsibility for any additional services and our future tax increases from the homeowner to a broader base tax base. And that means it's going to require some development. It's going to require some smart economic development. It means that when properties are being looked at for what their future use can be, we have to think really hard about how do we mix those two visions together. Is it storefronts down below with housing units up above? Great. But it's all about creating a sustainable tax base. Talking about affordable housing is really important. We have a pretty good inventory of affordable housing in Winooski, I think we need to focus a lot on sustainable housing, meaning that those long-time residents on fixed incomes can also stay there. We don't want to, quote-unquote, over-gentrify the city. So we need to make sure that the tax increases and any sort of additional service provision that we have isn't solely on the back of homeowners.
How do you do that? How do you keep sustainable rental properties available to people in a city that has a very large percentage of its residents who rent?
Yeah. So I believe around 68% of our population rents. And that's upside down, I think, if you look at the rest of the state, where about 68% are actually homeowners. So it's an interesting number. I think you do it in a number of ways. Part of it goes back to having an understanding of what your plan is and understanding what areas you're going to target for development and what kind of development is going to be suitable for those areas. If you can also build into what we've done with a form-based code, incentives for there to be some affordable units sprinkled in as well. That's a critical piece. So, for example, in a form-based code proposal that's going before the public, we have the ability for somebody to include an extra story on a building if a certain percentage of the units being created there are affordable. That's a great mechanism for that. I think it comes back to, again, being mindful about our spending and creating new avenues of revenue and revenue that's not solely dependent on homeowners and their tax bills.
The decision to base an F-35 Vermont Air National Guard unit in Burlington has been a pretty controversial one, to say the least.
Yeah.
These fighter jets are a lot louder than the current F-16s we hear, and a lot of residents in Winooski are worried about this, how this is going to affect their livelihoods and their quality of life. As mayor, what is your plan for addressing this?
Yeah. So people get really emotional about this issue on one side or the other. And I don't hide from my personal perspective, my personal view on the matter. I've struggled to understand if it makes good policy sense for anyone to base an aircraft that has a number of questions in the most densely populated and economically active area of any state.
You're opposed to this plan from the beginning.
So I'm talking about my personal views. There's a second step that took place, and that's, again, as a representative, what your role is to advocate for the concerns of the people in an appropriate way in the community. In 2012 and then again in 2013, the city council passed two resolutions that I think took the appropriate tone and addressed the appropriate questions for the city to be concerned with as a city government. I think now we have a really unique opportunity because there's going to be a ballot item on it. So people are going to have a vote one way or the other. Not on the issue itself, but regarding the lawsuit and the potential of public funds being used for that. For the next mayor and the next council, the question will be if that ballot initiative were to pass, how do you hear people? It's being done in an advisory measure, meaning that the city council and next mayor aren't bound to do anything based off of what the next based off of what the result of that vote is. But I think it's going to be really important in telling to see how that council and the mayor handles a public vote. What do people say for or against, and whether we think we should be upping our involvement. I stand behind the resolutions we passed, and if I were mayor, I would continue to pursue answers to those questions. We have some questions that we've proposed and those that haven't been answered. There are some very legitimate concerns that were posed in those resolutions that have not been addressed.
For listeners who aren't intimately familiar with this, outline these concerns that you have.
Yeah, sure. So one is, if you're not the inferred or the preferred environmental site for the basing, get a great understanding and need a really strong understanding of what the other reasons that went into the decision were. So if you're making a decision about whether to base a plane someplace, I think it's important for us as a community, and we have a right to ask as a community, if we're not the preferred environmental location, what does that mean for us? What do the DB zones mean for our homeowners? Is there an impact on property? Is there an impact on health that maybe wasn't fully explored in the EIS? Was the EIS done correctly? Was it done properly? Those are the questions that are being proposed by a current lawsuit that are out there. I think for the city perspective, it's really important that we stay focused again on advocating for the common sense questions and the ones that we can all see deserve to be answered. So it's not taking sides with the matter. It's about pursuing people's – making sure that we're doing what we're supposed to do to protect the city. But we have to do so in a measured way and be sure that when we take steps that we're not overcommitting city resources and funds. We don't have the staff or in the finances to take on a huge role in a lot of scientific studies or legal matters, quite frankly, regarding this issue.
So you mean to do your own studies if you disagree with the findings of the federal government studies?
That's right. So this is about advocacy for us. I think that's the role that a town can appropriately play.
And what can you realistically expect? I mean, the mayor of Winooski, whoever it is, can't force these planes out of the Burlington Airport.
Yeah, I think it's about asking questions and turning that information as much as possible back to your public, back to the constituents who heard you ask those questions publicly in a resolution. I think it's fair for them to expect some answers and some responses in certain cases. But again, this isn't a one-issue election. This isn't, you know, hopefully people who feel strongly one way or the other are going to look at all the other things. I use the example, we had two recent meetings that involved the ballot item. And of those meetings, I think we probably met for a combined 8 hours over those two meetings. And we spent about 25 minutes combined on the F-35 discussion. That's a pretty appropriate separation of time, in my opinion. We spent the rest of that time on the budget and the things that we do absolutely control. So your point's taken.
Well, moving on to another issue, Winooski still doesn't have its own grocery store. And I'm wondering, do you have plans to address that if you're elected mayor?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so let's be real clear. The city's not going to open a grocery store. I don't think we'd be particularly effective at it. That being said,
you mean city government is not going to open its own grocery store.
There you go. But I think there are some things that we can do, and we have done in the past, to try to encourage that level of private investment. It's going to require private investment. We're going to need somebody to buy in to a location, buy into what's going on around there, and make that commitment. Part of this goes back to presenting a clear picture of what it is that we're doing in our city and what kind of growth we're trying to inspire and where we're trying to inspire it. If I'm a business owner looking at a location and I get pitched by somebody to say, look, you should really open a grocery store here, I don't want to look at just that space. I don't want to look at the property and say, okay, is this a big enough footprint? Is this enough space for me? Could I put enough parking here? Is the traffic going to be enough? I think we can solve all those issues really easily in Winooski. I think the bigger picture is making sure we can help them understand what's going on around them and understand that there's going to be future growth to support that store or support the kind of culture that they're going to want to see on the ground. And once we get there, we'll find the right person. We'll find the right entity. And there's some things we can do to recruit. And again, our staff has done that actively already, and we're always very responsive to people's inquiries and questions. But it's going to take private investment from the public side. It's important that we create the canvas that makes sense to a business investor and to somebody who wants to make that kind of expenditure in the city.
When you say the canvas, are you saying the challenge is not just finding the plot of land, but convincing them, hey, this is a place that's growing, it's up and coming, you should build here? Has that been the challenge?
Sure. So if you pick a spot up, Main Street, for example, Main Street in its development and its scheme is quite frankly, it's just been a little random. There's a few stores here and there. There's a groupings of economic activity. And then there's also some single family residential homes. When you lay out a plan and kind of create a vision for it, your hope is that you can inspire not necessarily uniform in look, but a sort of understanding of what uniformly is going to be recruited to be there and what infrastructure is going to be needed and what infrastructure is going to make sense to support those needs. Example of you don't pave roads the same way when it's residential traffic going up and down as you do with main throughways. So things like that, it's about creating a canvas that both our community can use with our infrastructure, both our community can use, but also that people who are interested in business opportunities have a clear picture of what we're trying to achieve.
Finally, I want to talk a little bit about some of the struggles with heroin and opioid addiction that's been an issue in Winooski and many places across the state. How do you envision the role of city government and a Leonard administration addressing that issue if you're elected?
Yeah,
opioid addictions are a really difficult thing, and I know there's been a large spotlight on that. Probably my primary concern at this point in time is ensuring that we're doing as many proactive things as we are reactive. We have a tremendous police force in our city, and they do a lot of great work, and they've got a really great tone that they approach issues with. But those are police officers, and their job isn't necessarily to be that first step intervention for people who are struggling with things. So I think we need to make sure we're pulling in any resources that are available to us to be available and help those who are struggling. Part of that probably includes reaching out to some of our regional entities. We have a great mental health system in the state of Vermont, but it's a community-based mental health system, and we've had our struggles with that issue as well. It can't all be on the police force. To me, what you do is you also look back at the youth, and you make sure you're providing positive programming and opportunities for them to get involved in constructive and productive ways. And our community services department has done a tremendous job of that, and I would want to continue supporting that initiative. So there are a number of different ways, too, with the Winooski community, Coalition for a Safe and Peaceful Community, for example, has been doing a lot of research and work around this subject, too. So we need to make sure we're connecting all of our regional and our local resources to be sure they're being used effectively. But also, I just want to add something that you said there at the end. It's Leonard administration. I think it's really important for people to understand. I think people look at Burlington and expect the position of mayor in Winooski to look somewhat similar. It's really important. We're what I would call a city manager strong system. That means the city government, the mayor and the city council, have two employees. The one is the city treasurer, which is something we broke off and made an independent position that reports to us this year, something I'm very proud of. And the second is the city manager. The city manager directs the staff. We're a policy board. We're looking at issues from a higher perspective in a lot of cases, and trying to bring the community feedback to the table and making smart decisions and investment course. I think that's really important because, not specific to this issue, it's important people frame the way that our government works versus the way it works in Burlington, where if you have a new mayor, they have the right to replace all department heads and things like that if they'd like to. That doesn't happen here. There's a stability that's provided by the city manager, and those department heads would still be there. So I just wanted to point that out.
We've been talking with Seth Leonard. He's a Winooski city councilor and also works with an affordable housing nonprofit group, and he's running to be the city's next mayor. Seth, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for your time.
And we'll be interviewing other Winooski mayoral candidates this week during All Things Considered.